Hello.
Hey Marshall, Josh speaking. How are you doing today?
Hey, good, Josh. Thanks for calling. What'd you find out? What'd you figure?
Absolutely. I just had a word with my team regarding this, and they said that 660 is just the right number for us to end the book at. So the number limit would be
Okay,
660.
so the number of words, but there's more limericks, right?
So that is basically 660 limericks that we are looking forward to. So we can create the book on up to 660 word limericks.
Okay, so so all the ones after that we'll do in a second edition if it's successful, right?
Yep, that is correct. So the second part
Okay.
which was sent had 660, so that is perfectly fine.
Okay, so that's enough to and you know roughly how many pages the book might have? I don't know if you went through that, but
No, we did
it'll
not
be a
went through
full-size
that.
book.
We did not went through that. The team is still determining that. The team has given me a timeline by the end of today. So I will correspond the next thing regarding the page count
Okay.
by the message. I'll send you a message hopefully before the day end today, and I'll update you on the page
Okay,
count as
good,
well.
good. All right, now that I know the number, I don't know if you have time to make some corrections in the introduction where there's inaccuracies on the numbers.
Sure thing. We can have that corrected as well and have the
Okay.
content adjusted.
Let me give them to you then. Can you
Sure, sure.
open up the in my intro?
Sure. Just give me 1 second. Let me navigate to the intro
Yeah.
file.
I'm looking for that place I want myself. Okay.
Yep, I'm here.
So go to the penultimate paragraph, next
Okay.
to last paragraph, and you see in line number 1, 2, 3, 4, I have a figure of 1126. Change that to 1129.
Okay, I'll have that.
That's the actual number. And then I don't know if you have a way of with this program of actually counting the number of limericks, see if that's correct. It's a little tough for me to do that, but you might want to just double check that.
Sure thing. I'll have that check with my team as well. Meanwhile, they're going to be editing. I'll have them note down those numbers as well so that they
Okay.
can recheck the count as
Yeah,
well.
that's what I got. And then that makes all the figures correct in the rest of the paragraph. So now go to the last paragraph. And you see the very last line, I have XXX.
Yep.
So I think what I really don't want, I think I want to change that. I've chosen to place, I think what I want to say is, basically,
The
I'm
count.
saying I stopped. No, I think I want to say there that I've stopped at number 660. I've chosen to place limericks, get rid of the XXS.
Okay, got your
I've
point. So basically, you just want to mention the
chosen to
count
place
for the
limericks.
readers.
Yeah, based upon the first. Hold on there. First 660 wordle, WRDLE words. Words in this first edition. So now that last sentence will read, I have chosen to place limericks based place V 1129 limericks based upon the first 660 Wordle words in this first edition.
Perfect. I'll have these changes.
Okay, that makes it accurate now that I know the actual number. And I think that's the only inconsistency that I needed to correct. So now I can get to work on the actual. Okay, so then you'll give me a copy. You'll show me a copy of the correction of the introductions and acknowledgments with the corrections.
Yes, exactly. So in the next set of docs, okay. I'll have these introduction and the acknowledgement corrected, and we'll be sharing that with you.
Okay, and then now, are your editors going to read the limericks for, it's a little different reading the limericks for grammatical collections and corrections than it is for the introduction and all that. Will they be looking at the limericks for grammatical corrections? They have to understand that there's no punctuation in limericks and things like that. So,
They're not going to be, since it's a word limerick, there won't be grammatical mistakes, but they're just going to check if any of the spelling, and they're just going to check those spellings out.
Right, okay.
If there's any so mistype
run,
or something like
through,
that.
Right. They'll run through that too. And then I'll have to modify the, well, you have the tables as they are. So, and I have a copy of yours that you sent me in that email, right?
Yep.
So I can check on the numbers and make sure that no numbers are over 660. I think that's the key.
In other words,
not put some of my cross references to other limericks that are 660. And I'll identify those and alert you to them.
Sure.
I don't
sure,
know
thanks.
That you'll have any. But okay. All right. Sounds good. So when will I hear from you next? Next week?
By next week, we'll send you the revised draft. And by today or in the earlier tomorrow, I'll have another meeting with my team so that we can work on the word count as well, so that everything is sorted just at the beginning right now. And there is no confusion because the package that you chose was for 200 pages. So I just need to have that check with my team as well, if we can have everything sorted.
Now 200 pages in a book, 11x8, is that going to be a thick book?
That is going to be a flip book.
It is thick. I mean, because I'm willing to pay for more pages, but what's the next package?
Okay, I will have that. So what I'm going to do is, this is the second phase of thing that I was about to ask you. So what this is going to happen is that I am going to have a meeting scheduled by today with my team in the later hours, and either by today in the later hours before I sign out or in the early hour tomorrow, I'm going to be sending you a message or an email with the updated details that, hey, Marshall, this is page count that we are looking forward to. And as for my suggestions, if you want to add more word limerick,
let me say this. If we add everything up till number 700, okay, that's another 40. And I would say I'm averaging of the 43, I've done some, probably averaging 3.5 limericks per word.
Mm-hmm.
So 40 times 3.5 would give us another 140 limericks with the footnotes and all that. So, I'd be interested in how many more pages that would take.
Okay, sure, I got your point. So what I have in my mind is, let me tell you my personal plan as well. My first meeting with the team last night was regarding, in the later hour, was just to work on the word limerick, as in what the suggested count is. But before I was making a phone call to you, I just wanted to understand another picture, which would be more better for you as well. So what I have in my mind is that I'm going to be having two meetings, one with my concern team and the editing team. So I'm just going to check with the editing team first with how many pages can we adjust in these 660-word limericks. If it's under 200,
right, right.
Well and good. But if we plan to move forward, and if you plan to add, for example, another 100 or 150-word limerick, what would be the page count that we can expect more, and what would be the package for that? If that package is cost-efficient
yeah,
for
good.
You, then obviously I will pitch that to you and would recommend the same to you,
okay.
Because obviously that would be cost-efficient. So I will have both
right,
of
terrific.
These things checked, and we'll reach out
all
to
right.
you on this. All right?
All right, Josh. Yeah, let me state that I really like working with you because you get it right away and you understand what I'm wanting. And so please keep working with me.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, you got Josh here. He's going to have taken care of these things. Don't worry.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Josh.
You're most
Take
welcome,
care.
Marshall. It was
oh,
a pleasure
oh, there's
speaking
one,
to you. Sure,
there's
sure,
one
sure.
more change.
Sure
One
thing.
More change on the intro that I noticed. Give me a minute here.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, at the very beginning, I was using initials WL for separation of unrelated limericks. So we go down to paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. 7. Paragraph 7. Where I have written more than one limerick for a word.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Just
on occasion, they're connected. Do you see that paragraph?
Yep. Can you just read that line as well? On which particular line are you speaking in regards to, or what's
yeah.
that reference line?
Where I have written, right. Where? Oh, line number, well, 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth
and
line in that paragraph.
The line reads as?
Unrelated limericks will be separated by a WL designation. That's not the case.
Yep, because we
will
updated
be separated
that yesterday.
By, yeah, by a number.
Okay, I'll have that adjusted
that's
as well. Yep, that is the discussion that we had
number.
Yesterday. Yep.
Right, right. And we don't have the number. And so we changed that WL designation to a number. That will be accurate. And again, on the numbers, we don't have to number the single ones. But if we number the ones that have 2, 3, or 4, or 5, we should number number 1 as well. Because then I can make reference to it.
Okay, I will have these things noted, and we'll have this change as well. Because, yes, we are
making
changes on the book, so that, yes, this introduction needs to be amended accordingly as well. Sounds great.
Right, and I've just told you how I would amend to see what they think. Okay, sounds good. Talk to you soon. Thank you again, Josh.
Awesome, Marshall. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.